in Tehillim, Tovli teraspicho me'alfei zohav v'chesed. Tovli teraspicho me'alfei zohav v'chesed. So everyone thinks Tovli teraspicho me'alfei zohav v'chesed. For sure. We also think Tovli teraspicho me'alfei zohav v'chesed. Heard once from Pavalsky that for this you don't have to be David HaMelech. To say Tevli Teraspicho Me'alfei Zohar V'Chesef, you don't have to sign David HaMelech. If you ask someone, if you want to be Rabbi Kiva Eiger, or to be the richest person in the world, I don't think someone here in the room that will not say Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Some people don't think that they will make it for Rabbi Kiva Eiger, so they say, you know, maybe the other side is a better chance. But if someone will have the chance, other to sign Rabbi Kiva Eiger, other to have all the money in the world, there's no one that will give up to be Rabbi Kiva Eiger. For sure, Nishkan David HaMelech, that David HaMelech has to say, Tov li teraspicho me'alfei zohar v'chesed. So what is the pshat that David HaMelech says, Tov li teraspicho me'alfei zohar v'chesed? David HaMelech means like this. If a person has two options, order to know Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, out. If ein teisves, he will not know pshat. But chutz from them, Bavli, Yerushalmi, one teisves he doesn't have pshat. And chutz from them, he will have all the money in the world. Or you will know Bavli Yerushalmi out with the Pshat and Tesis without no money. What he prefers to have? Kol HaTira Kula. One Tesis he will not understand Pshat. I will have all the money in the world. Other Kol HaTira Kula mid the Tesis ungarnished. Avdem David HaMelech says Tovli Teraspicho Me'alfei Zohar V'Chesed. I want a little bit to explain it and we will feel it. I will be margish it b'chush. You know the halacha is kol mitzvah shiyochel lasas al yedei achayrim. You're not allowed to be mevatel teira. Im ein yochel lasas al yedei achayrim, you're allowed to be mevatel teira. So if you're sitting and learning, and a mitzvah comes up, if someone else could do it, you have to let them to do it. If there's no one else to do it, then you mechuyev to do it. But if someone else could do the mitzvah, you don't have a heter to do it. So I want to ask you a shaila. I had a dream. And in the dream they told me it's a big lottery. That if you fill the number is 2256, you get $500 billion. You know, I'm sitting and learning, I have such a dream. I say, give out, I'll get up in the morning. $500 billion. I'll take the first billion, I'll open 10 yeshiva smir. I'll have 60,000 people learning. The other billion, I will open 10 osamechs. Every minute I will do about shuvah. And the other billion, I will open 10 Hatzalah companies. Every second, I will save a person. Every 3 minutes, heart attack, 5 minutes, lung. The next billion, I will do Gemores all over. Nushasim all over. Probably in my name. The other one, I will do, you know, kill of Russian all over the world. Like this. So the other billion, you know, highlight for everyone, you know, every sick kid, every bacher could go to be a madrich there. You know, take care of everyone. After 2 hours, I'll set it up, 500 people. I'm going back to Bis Medrash to learn. I don't need money, Baruch Hashem, I'm sitting and learning. But I had Baruch Hashem, I wake up in the morning, givaldik. I'll take one manager, I'll take 500 people, one will do 10 yeshivas like that, 10 osamech, 10 atzolet, 10 that. And I'm going back to Bis Medrash. I'm all excited. And the way I meet my friend, I see he's running. I ask him, "Where are you running?" He said, "I had a dream, you know, big lottery, $500 billion." I said, "I also want to take it." He says, "Why you want to take it?" He said, "Captain, you're sitting and learning." He says, "Yeah, no, I'm only planning." He said, "Exactly, it's my same plan. I'll tell you what is my plan." He tells me, "I'm taking $500 billion, $1 billion, 10 yeshiva smir, $1 billion, 10 atzala." Give me the same list. He tells him, "Listen, if I don't do it, I'm signing now with a lawyer, the money belongs to you," he tells me. So I tell him, "How it's a heart, but I want to do it." He says, "You're sitting and learning. Go back to Bis Medrash. I anyway, I'm sitting and working. Let me to organize it. You go back to Bis Medrash." I tell him, "I don't understand. You know, if I do it, and I open 10 yeshivas mir, I have every minute in my account in the Shemayim slips in 60,000 people of learning. And every minute, a family becomes both children in my schus. And every 2 minutes, I save a kid. What, to give you all this chusim? I also want to be a part of it. It tells me steht in Rambam, im Yocho, lasst es al de achirim, you're not allowed to be mevatel Teire. You need to come and sit and learn. Go back to this medrash, the hodmish can enter. I'm planning to do exactly, Yocho, lasst es al de achirim. Exactly your plan, this is the plan that I'm planning to do. So I'm asking, am I allowed to do it, or I have to go back to this medrash? What is the halacha? To go back to this medrash. I say steht in Rambam. So I talk, you know what I mean? I lost this chus. It's 60,000 people learning. Thousands of families about Shuv and Maizchus. Saving every second and minute of the kid. What is that? Talmud Toiro Keneged Kulam. When you sit and learn, in 1 hour of learning, you get tzchal more from all of this list. I know it sounds modern, but some mefurish taz in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Halocha Lemais. Paskens the taz in Yoredeya Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Zog the taz. That Mordechai, his seat was number 3 in the Sanhedrin. After the mice of Megillas Esther, they moved him to number 5. Why? They told him, we see Hashem doesn't like you learning so much. This is Zogdut Taz. This is why. If Hashem would like you learning, Zogdut Taz, we would leave you to sit and learn. And the Megillah will be done, not with Mordechai and Esther, not with Shimon and Tzipora. And no one will hear about it like number 1. You know who was number 1 in Sanhedrin? You know who was number 2? No one noticed anything learning. Hashem didn't like you so much. He made you busy a little bit. A bit to misasik. So they moved him from number 3 to number 5. Lulina, the Taz says that Metonish Redna said. But as the Taz says, Metonish Redna says, Ribe Reichet. I'm asking you a shot. All of us are seeing and learning who? Here, B'schusu. B'schus Mordechai, right? The Mishneh Berurah that we have. B'schus, who is the Mishneh Berurah? Mordechai saved him. The Rambam, the Shas Bavli, who saved? Mordechai. No, you say, no, the Rebbeinu Shleilu, Mordechai, every time when we save someone, it's not the Rebbeinu Shleilu. When you save, the person will go on the street, save a kid. This kid will become after the God Lagor. The person will feel very good, right? Mordechai saved God's Klal Yisrael. All of the learning, thousands of learning, all the mitzvahs, all the atzolos out. This is Mordechai. Hashem doesn't like his learning. Sit and learn, someone else will take care of it. Because Talmud Toiro Keneged Kulam. I'll tell you a big yesod. If a person will feel that sitting and learning is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, he will never stop to learn. Someone has to save a kid. You know, in the middle of the night, someone is drowning, you go and you save a kid. I don't know if it happened to you once yet. I'm telling you, after you save a kid for a day, you feel full, you don't have to do nothing. If you save 10 kids, you know, they're drowning, you manage to pull them out, for 2 weeks you almost don't have to do no mitzvahs. You manage to feel full. That's the type of the order. If a person will know Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, sitting and learning is Keneged Kulam, he will never stop to learn. Nothing will stop him to learn. The problem is that Yitzhak Hora doesn't let us to feel like that. I'll tell you a story. I don't know if it happened, but I'll tell you a story. That when I got married, I made up with my Rebbetzin. I wanted to learn. She wanted me to be home. So we made up that till 1 o'clock by night I could learn. Till 6 o'clock in the morning I could learn. 5 hours I'm a Shuvah to be home. So I don't. There's 24 hours. 5 hours. 5 hours I'm home. One night I come home 2 o'clock. My Rebbe's at 2 o'clock. No. We made up. 5 hours belongs to me. The rest of the Rebbe is there. You know, you took half an hour. I said, I'll tell you what happened. I was outside the house. I saw a bus tipped over. 20 people flew out the windows. So I ran and mouth to mouth. You know, I saved them. Put them in the ambulance, tied them up. Sorry, call a kavod. I'm sorry. My husband, attack it. So I thought I want to tell you now something else. I did something a little bit bigger. I learned the extra hour today. Not what you think now. I learned the extra hour. I want to tell you a big insight. It's no yitzer hore not to sit and learn. But listen carefully, because I know all of you want to become Talmid Chacham. If a person gets the chashivus of sitting and learning, he can't close the Gemara. Abocha is tired. It's already 1 o'clock by night. And he meets a friend of his that, you know, is half of the derech, yeah? So you stay up with him for 3 hours to mechazik zayin. Oh, it will help. But although you think there's a mitzvah, you know, you mechazik him. Why are you not tired? Because for a mitzvah, a person has koyach. If you will feel sitting and learning another hour, saving 5 kids, you will never stop and learn. You don't want to stop every minute. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Because one sitting and learning, you can do more from mitzvahs than others of chesed. Zing David HaMelech min Zov HaChesef andere Sachen. Das steht in Yerushalmi. Töbe Teraspicho me'alfe Zov Talmud Teuro keneget Kulon. Sagt der Yerushalmi in Peye. Talmud Teuro keneget Kulon, keneget Kol Amitzvus Kulon Yachat. Dovor Echot Midivre Teire keneget Kulon. This is the Koyach of Talmud Teuro keneget Kulon. And if a Bacher gets used to it, it's hard. But get used to understanding the chashivus of sitting and learning. Nothing. Although in our days it's a poor Yitzhahoros. The Yitzhahoros from outside of this medrash. But the Yitzhahoros inside of this medrash is mitzvahs. To do. To poyotach. Look, this person is doing this, and this balabos is managing to do these mitzvahs and these mitzvahs. And what I'm doing, sitting with a bayi v'rove. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. This is the koyach of sitting and learning. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Dovor echot min haTorah. Mordechai haTzadik. Saved ganz klal Yisrael. Mordechai would really love you learning. He would carry on sitting and learning. A bacher sometimes doesn't manage to be the ganze macher. What the macher? Any of us are zechirim is mechuyev to do it. But don't feel bad that you're not the one that is doing. It's like memes. Chabad mechila for the macher. I don't mean to push him off. Chas b'sholem. Avadi has a schus. But if a person will realize the chashivus of learning, I want to go next step. The second thing is what stops bacherim to manage to become gedolei Yisrael, to big tamidei chachamim. A lot of times a person feels, I'm trying, I'm getting nowhere. I want to tell you, there's a chazal that all of us know. For me, it changed my life. This is what I'm going to tell you, changed my life. This is my sister Shekhen Hoyo. Changed my life. We know Rabbi Akiva said, was a ma'oretz till 40 years old. He didn't open a sefer. A ma'oretz mamish, Jesus says he even didn't know one Mishnah. Then he decided to sit and learn. He saw the water makes a hole in the stone and the rock there. So he said, if the water makes a hole in the rock, the Torah could go inside me. Everyone knows it's Chazal. So we know, now our kids are all 40 years old, right? He sees the water makes a hole in the rock, so he becomes a bit chacham. So all of you know now that the water makes a hole in the rock. So why all of you don't become Rabbi Akiva? No one hears that oh, it's like Rabbi Akiva was before, right? And what caused Rabbi Akiva to change? That the water makes a hole in the rock, so he became Rabbi Akiva. So now all of us know that the water makes a hole in the rock. So why we don't become Rabbi Akiva? Well, you say you have to see it. So I spoke once to Terry and Messiah. I wanted him to make like a clip that you'll see a rock with the water, you put it in every school, and everyone becomes a Tamid Chachamim. Why not? Well, if this is what it costs, since I'm almost 40 years old, I'm older to become Rabbi Akiva. So what happened? What changed Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva became Rabbi Akiva. So this kasha I had for years. And the answer I heard, I was a bacher, I learned in Yeshiva Skol Teiret, or Shem Azam and Oyabach. And then I went to Ponovich. When I was a bacher, I don't know how it's today, so the last day you left Yeshiva, your friends made you a party. The way the party was, it's what happened in the last week that you would leave. One night after marriage, they would come over to you and tell you it's tonight. And from that minute, you with all your 10 friends had to sit in this marriage to learn straight till the morning. You couldn't go out. This was the way. This was a goodbye party. Remember, we learned Masechta Gittin then. We had the whole Masechta. Everyone, all the 10 good friends. You know, the guy wanted to say, I don't know how to decide. It's tonight. You can't go stop or nothing. You stay in this marriage till the morning. Okay. So I was leaving Kotere. My friends made me that surprise. And we're learning. It was 3 o'clock by night. And I hear this huge noise. A scream from outside. 3:30 again, we heard that scream, terrible scream. 3:45 again, terrible scream. 4 o'clock was already Shvacher. 4:15 Shvacher. 4:30 but we didn't hear it. In the morning, we heard that it was an old lady that was living near Yeshiva. She fell off the bed in the middle of the night. I felt terrible. We couldn't save someone. We felt terrible. So I was mekamah myself that the next time that I hear a scream, doesn't make a difference how dangerous it will be, I will run to save. I remember hoping that my mom felt a terrible feeling, you could have saved someone. The next scream that I hear, doesn't matter how dangerous it will be. This will be Kapalas Chuvas HaMishka. I'm going to Panovich. Summer's mom. That was Mamish, actually Mamish, you know, I think it was this the date even that it happened, Mamish. Summer, I'm going to Panovich. The third night, I'm walking near Yeshiva at 12 o'clock by night. It's like an old shul, like Mamish behind the bushes. I hear a scream from the shul, 12 o'clock by night. I run, I'm not a strong person. I broke the door. And inside, I heard about it a lot of times. It was the first time and the last time, hopefully I'll see it more in my life. I knew that it exists. It was sitting there, 10 of G'dayli Yisrael. Most of them are not living today. And one of them was standing and giving the shpuz and yelling at them. I knew that it exists. I was never invited. I hope one day I'll be invited to such a place. But I ran in. I remember I got shocked. I remember the one that was saying it was living with us yet. With a finger, he pointed me to sit down. I sat down frozen. I'm telling you, for me it changed my life. This is the reason I'm telling you. And this is the question he was asking. If Rabbi Akiva didn't learn for 40 years, and because he saw the water makes a hole in the rock, so he started to learn Torah, he said, I'll tell you the answer. Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn. He tried and he tried. And it didn't go. He became frustrated. He couldn't. He became frustrated. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kshayisi, Amar Oretz, Yisi, Oimer, Mi, Ten Li, Talmid Chochem, Veneshchenu, Liloi, Kineshichas Kelev, Kineshichas Chamoir, Sheyenloi. He hated because he tried. When he saw the water made a hole in the rock, he said, so there's a chance. So he tried even stronger and he became a Talmid Chochem. We don't want so much. But if we would want, and we would know the water makes a hole in the rock, we would also learn. And now here he gave the Musar. And now I'll tell you what it changes in my life. He said, Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva was going around the world. He was 40 years old. And what he thought that his problem is? That he cannot become a Talmid Chochem, that he cannot understand. That he's a shepherd. He tried and he can't. What was hiding behind him? Chazal says, "Shehera Kodesh Baruch Hu Lod, LeMoshe Rabbeinu Dor Dor VeDorshav Dor Dor VeChachomov, Hero Lo Yakiva Ben Yosef, Shor Yosef VeDeirash Tilei Tilim Al Kol Kutz VeKutz." Remember the Kutz and Sefer, they had the little Kutzim. Rabbi Akiva was Deirash Tilei Tilim Shel Alocha Al Kol Kutz VeKutz. I don't know even one Alocha and one Kutz. Well, Alocha is hard to do them, but Nishmael from them. Rabbi Akiva Tilei Tilim Amar Tzno Al Yodoi Ribbono Shel Olam Yesh Lecha Akiva Ben Yosef Bo Lebecho Ve'ata Noisen Torah Al Yodi Amar Shtoi Kachos Alefona. Look what big neshama came down to the world. Akiva Ben Yosef. What was the Yetzer Hara that he managed to cover him? I'm a nobody. There's no chance that I'll be a big Talmid Chochem. If Rabbi Akiva would just not give up, and he would come up to the Shemayim and say, but I was a shepherd and I tried and I tried and I tried, Hashem would tell him, look what you could have been. Who knows? He said, until today I have it in front of my eyes. Who knows, he said, how much Rabbi Akiva and Yosef are sitting here? And I'm saying in this room. Who knows? And I know what you think to yourself. I'll tell you, I know what Yosef tells you. If I'll be mamish, stupid, gonish, so then maybe I'm Rabbi Akiva. Oh, because I could learn to wash days, it's mamish, it's a so if you know everything, some of you double from Rabbi Akiva. This is what the answer all answers, you know. If I find out, if a mamish could have learned, I would know that maybe I'm hiding Rabbi Akiva behind me. But because I could chapshir, so I'm not a Rabbi Akiva. Who knows? And I want to tell you, it's not only who knows, Taisa says, Shekol echot ve'echot. Shehoi lech lilmoy Torah na'aseh godl. Taisa says that it's not only particular Rabbi Akiva. Everyone could have become like that. Who knows? The Yitzhahara has a koyach. First, he doesn't give you the chashivas to Torah. He thinks you'll be misasik, instead of learning. And after you want to learn, he tells you, who are you? Thus, what is your chances? I'll tell you one more chelik. You know what happens to Rabbi Akiva? Well, who is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva decides to learn. He marries the daughter of Kalba Savur. The richest person in Klal Yisrael. He gets all upset. His daughter married a shepherd. He kicks her out of the house with this shepherd. They go to live in the backyard there in a tent, laying on straw. And Rabbi Akiva, his wife has second doubts. She was used to this fancy house, 10 pillows on a bed. Now she's laying on the floor with straw. This shepherd that he promised her he will sit and learn. So Eliyahu Hanavi comes and knocks on the door. And he says, my wife had a baby and I don't have straw. So Rabbi Akiva gives a bit of straw and he tells his wife, Rachel, see, people have it worse. Right? All of you know this chazal. Listen to what Chazal is telling us. Rabbi Akiva decided to sit and learn Teire. Rabbi Akiva, he was Akiva shepherd. Decided to sit and learn Teire. But it was hard for him. So Eliyahu Hanavi came to help him. Before he was Rabbi Akiva, when he was Akiva shepherd, if a person decides to learn, Eliyahu Hanavi comes to help. If you think Eliyahu Hanavi will come, you know, with gold wings and say, oh, he comes, he knocks on the door, he says, my wife needs straw, you have to chab the chizuk. Oh, so it means that some people are poor. You come to the Shemayim, Hashem will ask you, why you didn't learn this week? Oh, it was a terrible week. Hashem will ask you, when Sunday, Eliyahu Hanavi was by you once. And Monday was terrible, he came three times. Hashem will show us. You think you're not? He came. He comes. I'll tell you, one day, you know, every person has hard days. I had a hard day. I had a very hard day. I decided I'm not going to yeshiva to say shir. My heart is there, I think. My wife told me, Bachman, when you cannot go to yeshiva. I said, I can't. Today is a very hard day. I can't. She told me, you have to. I said, I can't. Okay. She ordered a taxi, you know. I threw myself into the taxi. Told him, yeshiva smir. Come inside. I'm like, and the taxi driver, Friar taxi driver, comes over to me, Israeli. He tells me, hi. I'm jealous of you from people. I think to myself, punk today, jealous of me. You know, there's a lot of days that he could be jealous. Today is the wrong day to be jealous. Today is a bad day for me. So I told him, tell me why you're so jealous of us. So I'll tell you, he said, I have a miserable life with being a whole Russia. But I don't have who to turn to. You from people, you have who to turn to. So I told him, give me a bracha, I know you're Eliyahu Hanavi. So he didn't want, I stayed for 2 hours in the taxi. Now, I know you're saying, Mechatesis is Eliyahu Hanavi. You're right, if Hashem has a taxi driver, he doesn't have to send Eliyahu Hanavi. But a person has to know, if you decide to learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. No one could say he decided to learn and Hashem didn't help him. You have to look. So if you take three things on yourself, to know the chashivas of learning, to know that everyone could, Eliyahu Hanavi will come to help. Now we're standing ready before Ben Azmani. I want to tell you a big yisoid. Avada, every bocha has to learn choshev hours of Ben Azmani. So you know, Rosh Hashivas, 4 hours, 10 hours, I don't know how much they tell everyone. For sure, but I'm taking chutz from them. To everyone to be mekabel, starting from today, chutz, even though the yeshiva didn't finish yet. Friday, Shabbat. From today, till Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Not to pass a day. Chutz, I say, 4 hours, 10 hours, everything what the Rosh Hashivas say, but chutz from that. Not to pass a day without learning an hour or an hour and a half. Shvach bocher hour, a good bocher hour and a half. I know it sounds to you very little. But I mean, Erev, Pesach, Pesach, first day, second day, Shri, the day of the hike of the family, the day, everything. Shechoyt veloyav. I want to tell you. If you do that, you have a different Ben Azmanim. Doesn't pass a day. Then you mekabel the 4 hours, the 10 hours. Every bocher lefim adregosa. I don't know the bocher, it's hard to go to the madregas. But I do it to myself also. First, a Kabbalah shel choyk velo yavur. Choyk velo yavur. Choyk velo yavur. Doesn't make it. I wonder that learning doesn't mean shtayim mikro, doesn't mean psukhi de zimro, means gemore, not tal yoyres. I mean gemore, mishnah. Sit and learn. An hour, hour and a half. Chutz from what any bacha takes on himself to learn 4 hours, a morning seder, a second seder. Aber choyk velo yavur. Even the days that he does, he can't. So a person takes it on himself. So in the end of Ben Azmanim, he has a hemshech. There's no hefsek. The Yitzhak Hora will fight it. You'll see. Not because he needs that hour and a half. Not because he needs the hour and a half. He wants a hefsek. The information you don't forget when you have a hefsek. But the yeshiva bacher, when he had a whole 6 months, a whole chashev zman, if you want to stay in that madrege, and next month to be in the next madrege, you have to have a chain that carries it on. And that is Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu give the siyata d'shmaya, saying, "Besim is pleischim b'chvei dachsaniya." You know, all over. You know, I can't say, you know, But the world says that the yeshiva of Katan is very choshev yeshiva, and the gav a double shtickle. So, but I'm saying, Alma, I heard such choshev zachen and avadim as Hashem, hoven siyata dishmaya and atzloch egdoila and kol gitam.